Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Today is St. Patrick's Day. But I hate to break it to you. Patrick wasn't Irish. He was British. Britain had been a Roman province since 43 AD, and Catholicism was introduced there by the mid-first century, becoming well-established by the early 300s. However, by the time Patrick was born, around 385, Britain had grown complacent and had begun to drift away from Christ. Although St. Patrick's father was a deacon, and his grandfather, a married priest, Patrick admitted, "I did not then believe in the living God, not even when I was a child." And he was not alone in this. Like thousands of other Britons, he was captured by pirates and sold into slavery in Ireland. Reflecting on this later, he wrote, "We deserve this because we had gone away from God and did not keep his commandments. We would not listen to our priests who advised us about how we could be saved." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. us.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Before his capture and enslavement, Patrick, like many others, lived a life of comfort but spiritual emptiness. The danger of a comfortable life is that when we believe we have everything we need, we convince ourselves that we don't really need Jesus. And so we stop praying. And when we stop praying, God cannot fill our souls, leaving us empty. Yet, unaware of what we're missing, we redouble our efforts to find fulfillment in more success, more entertainment, more travel, more experiences. But it's no good because it never satisfies. It's a race where the more we chase, the further we get behind. And it mirrors the paradox of addiction, where increased consumption yields diminishing returns and worse consequences. In the end, spiritual slavery inevitably leads to physical slavery. We become enslaved to a way of life that just never satisfies, but we can't break the addiction. As St. Augustine famously wrote, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. In his autobiography, Patrick wrote, I remained in death and unbelief until I was reproved strongly and actually brought low by hunger and nakedness daily. It was there that the Lord opened my awareness of my lack of faith. Even though it came about late, I recognized my failings. So I turned with all my heart to the Lord my God, and he looked down on my lowliness and had mercy on my ignorance. Patrick realized that pride fosters self-reliance, convincing us that we have everything under control. Now, we may profess belief in God, yet we live as if we truly don't need him. And this is why we devote so little time to prayer and so much to work and entertainment. And in his mercy, God allows trials, sometimes very painful ones, to shake us from this illusion, permitting a dark night that strips away everything that we've relied upon. Patrick experienced this firsthand when he was enslaved in Ireland for 6 years, being stripped of everything. His only option was to turn to God. So his enslavement became his saving grace. Or we should say, his recognition of his enslavement. When we hit rock bottom, when we experience our dark night, it can be our saving grace as well, because it exposes the futility of self-reliance. But it's ultimately an act of God's mercy, awakening us from pride, stirring a hunger for him, and leading us to a deeper life of prayer and purification. Again, Patrick writes, after I arrived in Ireland, I tended sheep every day, and I prayed frequently during the day. More and more the love of God increased, and my sense of awe before God. Faith grew, and my spirit was moved, so that in one day I would pray up to 100 times, and at night perhaps the same. I even remained in the woods and on the mountain, and I would rise to pray before dawn, both in snow and ice and rain. Suffering stripped Patrick of self-reliance, and it moved him to prayer. And prayer brought him from a dead faith to a living faith. And that process is the same for everyone. It's why Mother Teresa said, in the silence of the heart, God speaks. And the fruit of silence is prayer, and the fruit of prayer is faith. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Once Patrick was freed from his spiritual slavery to pride and self-reliance, God also delivered him from his physical slavery. He escaped from Ireland and made it safely back home to Britain. Now you might think the story would end there. After all, Patrick had learned his lesson. He now had faith, a deep life of prayer, and he was back home where he was comfortable. He could have just simply settled down and lived a good life, a quiet life. But that's not what he did. Instead, he returned to the land of his captivity, to pagan Ireland, fully aware that he could be captured and enslaved again, and even martyred. He risked everything for the love of Christ and the salvation of souls. Yet, in a remarkably short time, through the power of God, Patrick converted all of Ireland to Christ. Patrick was willing to take a risk, and through him, countless souls were saved. The question is, what prevents us from taking the risk to invite family or friends to encounter Jesus in prayer? Have you been rejected by them? Hurt by them? Or do you fear rejection and loss of the relationship? Maybe you just don't know what their next right step is. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. So what can we do to help our family and friends have faith? Well, step one, you commit yourself to be a person of deep friendship with Jesus in prayer. That's the first most important thing, friendship with him. Step two, build a bridge of friendship with your spouse, your family, and your friends. Friendship is the bridge by which we cross over to others and help them cross over to God. And then step three, when the time is right, invite them to prayer. But how will you know when the time is right? By step one and two. If you have a deep friendship with Jesus in prayer, then he'll show you what to do. And if you have a deep friendship with your people, you'll know the right time. So just live friendship with Jesus and friendship with others, and the Holy Spirit will take care of the rest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, this is one of my favorite feast days because I'm 100% Irish. And second, Patrick is my confirmation saint.
I always forget that. That's delightful. I just like it because everyone celebrates so well. It's like the best music. It's the best beer, which is Guinness, always.
Oh, no, Smithwick's is better.
Because it's Catholic.
Yeah, did you know that?
You've said this before.
That
but I'll tell you what I've never found on tap at most bars.
I know, but we need to tell the world this, that Guinness was the Protestant beer and Smithwick's was the Catholic beer.
Well, if you can find some and we can try some on St. Patrick's Day, I'll see if I can agree with you.
I don't know if I have time to get to the liquor store today.
Oh, that's probably true. I'll try to find it.
So what struck you about this meditation beyond Irish beer?
Beyond the beer. Who can say what's beyond the beer? I was just really, the wording, I was in death. He said, I was in death. And I don't even think that's accurate to how I lived my life before my deeper conversion, but I think it's even, not that it wasn't accurate, I think that's very true, but also, man, I think that's how I feel every day before I pray. I feel so useless and lifeless and colorless when I go about my day. And even when I still feel a bit lifeless after prayer, because we don't always just snap back into shape, there is a different kind of life.
Well, totally, because prayer, and by prayer, I don't just mean reciting prayers or telling God what you want or need. I mean opening up the soul in meditation, like we're doing here in the Rosary. Because when we open up the soul in meditative prayer, we let the Holy Spirit flood in. That's why it's life-giving.
Yeah. I think even the laziest, most desperate form of trying to pray, just reciting prayer or just throwing yourself in front of an image and just trying to focus when you feel really mentally drained and like you've got nothing to offer is going to be a lot better and more productive, at least for me, than I wake up and I try to figure out how I can waste my time when my brain's not functioning yet. And even if I just saying hello to God, I think is a much better use of my time. And it does bring me to life a lot more than my unbearable desire to scroll or to find something else to do with my mind. And I find afterwards, little by little, we come back to life.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if I can do St. Patrick's before the sun rises and after it sets and in the cold, but maybe we'll get there.
But it does bring home the fact that it was prayer that brought Patrick back to spiritual life.
Yeah.
It is prayer that will keep us spiritually alive.
Mm-hmm.
It is prayer that will bring us back to spiritual life when we're spiritually dead. And it's prayer that we want to lead our family and friends to, because in prayer, we reach friendship with Jesus. And it's all about friendship with Jesus. So we use our friendship, our authentic friendship, with the people in our life to build a bridge so that they can have friendship with Jesus in prayer. That's the whole deal. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.